Reflections with Marilyn Baker. Brought to you by Torch Trust, the Christian organization with a vision for people with sight loss.
Hello, and a warm welcome to Reflections, the programme from Torch Trust that focuses on faith and disability in today's world. I'm Marilyn Baker, and I'll be with you for the next 15 minutes. If you were listening to our programme all about pampering, you may remember that we ran out of time for talking about colour and how we can know what would suit us. Despite partial sight and hearing loss, my friend Tracy Williamson knows all about it. In fact, she was told by a professional that she could become a consultant if she wanted to. So I asked her, can't anybody wear any colour?
Everyone can wear all colours. And there's an absolute fantastic array of colours. But the thing with this system that we use Colour Me Beautiful, which is based on the different seasons of the year, is that certain colours make you come alive, and other colours can make you look a bit pale or washed out.
I see. So it's based on the seasons.
Summer, winter, autumn and spring. And it's based on the fact that all of us, whether we have white skin or darker skin, but all of us have either a blue undertone or a yellow undertone to our skin. And so the seasons, the way it's worked out, is that the winter and summer would be those that have a blue undertone to their skin, and the autumn and the spring are those that have a yellow undertone.
But, I mean, this is very subtle, so how can you find out what you are?
Well, that is actually quite difficult. Even for someone with full sight, it's quite difficult to see. But what you need to do is look at the underside of your arm, which is the palest part, really, because the top part will get tanned in the sun. The underside is paler. Hold it up against something pure white, like a piece of paper, and then get someone to look at it with you and see if they think it's got a slight blue tinge or a slight yellow tinge. If you're with someone who knows what they are, like, for example, I know that you, Marilyn, have a blue tone because you're a summer. You've had it done professionally. So we know this. And I know that I'm an autumn, so mine has a yellow tone. So if we hold our arms against other people, we can tell from there as well if there's a yellow or blue. The thing is with the blue-based skin is that it's a kind of hard, definite, bluey-type colours that will really suit those people.
That's like the winter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, winter is the kind of the strong colours of the blue-based skin, like the blacks, the pure whites, scarlet red, royal blue, shocking pink, all those sort of shades. And then the summers, which you are the more gentle version of those. So you get charcoal grey instead of pure black. You get ivory instead of pure white. You get raspberry red instead of scarlet red.
I see. So that's very interesting, really, because it means that all colours do suit, but it's to do with the shading.
Well, I think the difference is that when you're wearing a colour that is absolutely right for you, then it's as if the whole of you would come alive. When I first met you, Marilyn, many years ago now, various friends and your family had helped you get your clothes, and I noticed there were a lot of browns and oranges because they were fashionable sort of colours at that time. You had those colours, but they didn't make you look alive. Then you went for a professional Colour Me Beautiful, and I went too. Discovered you was summer and I was autumn. And so therefore the bright blues and pinks and raspberry reds and turquoise greens, all those colours look great on you. When I put those colours on, they made me look really pale. So I need to wear the oranges and olive greens and golds and things like that. And that's what makes me look alive.
So the wrong colours can actually drain you.
I've got Sheila Armstrong in the studio, and neither of us can see colours, so should we bother about it? So, Sheila, talking about colour, do you think it's difficult to know what colours suit you? Because some people who are blind, they do have a visual sense of colour. They might remember seeing light or colour. Now, do you?
No, I don't at all. I think if somebody has had sight, even although they may have lost it as quite a young child, they still seem to have the ability to remember, you know, how colours would look and be able to picture them.
Yes, and I certainly don't.
No, I don't either.
And so I find it quite hard sometimes to know what colours suit me. So how do you know what suits you? I mean, does it matter to you?
Actually? Well, it matters a lot, but I have to treat it a bit like a numbers game. You know, X matches Y and A matches B, but don't put C with F, you know, that kind of thing. So really, I have to treat it that way because I don't have any concept of colour at all. And although that might sound boring, I don't like to go out feeling that I'm not coordinated, because the thing is, if somebody who can see goes out with colours that most people would say, well, they don't really go together, they would just say, well, that's that person's choice. But I think as a blind person, if you go out and it doesn't seem to coordinate, people will be saying, oh, it's a shame she's blind. She doesn't know. Oh, she doesn't realise that her blouse doesn't go with her skirt, does she, or her trousers. Oh, it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it actually puts you at a disadvantage when you're speaking to them, I think.
I agree. Do you put your clothes in sort of sets? How do you group them so that you know what's what?
Well, I am a bit lazy because although my husband's partially sighted, he has got quite a good eye for things that go with each other. But I do group them to some extent, and of course, the R&IB Pen Friend with its laundry labels where you can record what the clothing is and maybe even what it goes with. If I wasn't so lazy and got my act together, I could do a lot more with that.
Yes. I find that with my friend Tracy, when she started helping me to know what colours suited me, we did the Colour Me Beautiful system. And as soon as I started wearing the shades that she recommended, I was amazed at the number of people that came up to me and kept saying how lovely what I was wearing looked and the colour suited me so well. I'd never had so many nice comments.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I need to pay Tracy to come up and have a good look through my wardrobe and sort it out.
That might help us. Yes, and one day I was in church one day and a lady came up to me and she said, Marilyn, really, the clothes that you're choosing at the moment, they're very dark and quite dreary looking and they don't suit you. This was a long time back. And a lady that loved going shopping with me, she always wanted to take me out to buy clothes, but her own colour sense wasn't that good. And sometimes it's hard, I think, for someone to tell a blind person, you know, something like that, because it sounds very critical. But I was grateful for this person's
help. I think it was very brave of her. And
it
is a problem to choose who to go out shopping with, isn't it?
It is, really. But it can be marvellous when you find someone who's got a good colour sense, who can help you choose colours that sort of make you come alive.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the only way you know that is if you get a few compliments. I mean, we're not really looking for compliments.
No.
But if people do say that our clothes look nice on us, yeah, you think, well, I'll ask that person again because they obviously chosen well.
That's right, and certainly when I do my concerts and I'm in public, it really is very important, I think.
There's a lovely part of the Bible found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 10. The people of Jerusalem will say, "We take great delight in the Lord. We are joyful because we belong to our God. He has dressed us with salvation, as if it were our clothes. He has put robes of godliness on us. We are like a groom who is dressed up for his wedding. We are like a bride who decorates herself with her jewels." Maybe you're not always sure if your clothes are looking good. I'm not always sure of that myself. But I am sure of God's love for me as I follow the Lord Jesus. And that's where it really counts, inside. He does indeed colour me beautiful. Here's a song about colour. It's called Cheero. I wondered what Cheero meant, so I googled it. Turns out that Chi and Ro are the first two letters of the Greek word for Jesus, which is Christos. Well, that's about all we have time for today. How do you feel about colour? We'd love to hear from you, so do get in touch. You can call us free on 0333 123 1255. That's 0333 123 1255. Or email us at info@torchtrust.org.
You can also find us online on torchtrust.org or on Facebook and Twitter by searching for Torch Trust. Until next week, from me, Marilyn, and everyone on the Reflections team, goodbye and God bless.
Reflections from Torch Trust.